you might think that some problems are just unsolvable. Thousands of people might struggle to solve that exact problem. But think of it this way. Most of what we have today were the unsolved and unsolvable problems from a year, a decade, or a century ago. Welcome to the Business Couch with Dr. Yishai, where we talk about applying high leverage psychology in your business and life. I'm your host, Dr. Yishai Barkadari, licensed psychologist, private practice owner, speaker, executive coach, and consultant. I became a psychologist to learn how to leverage psychology and help others do the same. For over a decade, I've been tracking how psychology gets in the way of smart and results-driven people. For years, I've developed frameworks and tools to help them leverage psychology instead to launch themselves forward. It's my mission to share my hard-earned lessons with you so you can launch yourself forward too. I can't wait to talk high-leverage psychology with you so you can learn to take higher leverage action today. Let's talk high leverage psychology. Today, I'm talking about how to solve unsolvable problems. The kind that you get really frustrated about and feel like you're just banging your head against the wall over and over again. But those problems aren't as unsolvable as you might think. And you don't have to keep smacking into them or pushing to get your breakthrough. There might be a faster, simpler, and more elegant way. So let's get to it. I recently read a story about a top nuclear power plant consultant, and it really stuck in my mind. This top consultant was the best in the business. And one day he gets a call from a power plant manager in a panic. The power plant suddenly started having all of these alarms for critical issues, and nobody could figure it out. The kind of issues that might mean they have to shut the whole plant down. Or even evacuate. Desperate and concerned, the manager said he'd cover whatever expenses they needed. The stakes were so high. The future of the power plant was at stake, and it was potentially a matter of life and death too. Not to mention the PR disaster that could follow. So the consultant hung up and immediately got on a private flight, no more questions asked. He was there in a few hours and got to work straight away. As soon as he arrived, the consultant spent about half an hour carefully reading all the gauges, dials, and measurements in dashboards, taking notes as he went. Then he spent almost as long asking technical questions. He followed up with even more technical questions. Everyone was rushing to get him answers, calling the most senior technicians, anybody who could help him understand. And after almost an hour of looking through everything, asking questions and taking notes, the consultant held up his hand and told everyone that he had the solution. Pulling a black marker out of his coat, the consultant climbed up a ladder and put a big X on one of the dials. And maybe he did that in reverse because, you know, for safety reasons, go up the ladder first and then you take out the marker. But then he calmly came back down, pointed up to the dial that he put an X on and said, "You've got to replace that dial. It's faulty." Then the consultant told the power plant manager his fee, $50,000. One of the workers had to pick his jaw up off the floor. $50,000 to draw an X on one dial? He couldn't believe it. And without blinking an eye, the consultant calmly said, "I charge $1 for drawing the X. The rest is for knowing which dial to put it on." You might think that some problems are just unsolvable. Thousands of people might struggle to solve that exact problem. But think of it this way. Most of what we have today were the unsolved and unsolvable problems from a year, a decade, or a century ago. As Arthur C. Clarke wrote over 50 years ago, any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. Technology is just an elegant solution that humans created to solve a big problem. Examples like the wheel to travel and carry, refrigerators to keep food fresh for longer, or a smartphone to manage your relationships, work, entertainment, and life from anywhere. All of those come to mind. Marketing, technology, medicine have come so far in 100 years. It's hard to imagine how people lived back then. Even modern plumbing is just a little bit over 100 years old. And 100 years is a tiny slice of history. Still, we have lots of problems we haven't yet solved. Emphasis on yet. But that doesn't make them unsolvable, or it would be a complete waste of effort to even consider trying to solve the problem. Because just like all of the workers and technicians at the power plant, when a problem is a head-scratcher to you, doesn't mean it's impossible to solve for everybody for all time. Just that your current way of approaching it hasn't yet solved the problem. Real quick, remember the moment an insight here clicked for you? Let's spread more of those aha moments. And here's how you can do that right now and have my everlasting gratitude. Subscribe, rate, and review. It takes a minute, but it helps other people benefit from your light bulb moment. You can light up a complete stranger's day or a friend's in 60 seconds or less. It would mean the world to me because my mission is to help more people breeze through stress and frustration, overcome setbacks faster, and live their best lives. And more importantly, it can make a world of difference to someone on the verge of a life-changing insight. It's easy to get lost in running around and trying to find a fix or a solution, asking everyone around you, looking online and searching endlessly for a technical fix to the problem that you're seeing, which is what the technicians and management at the power plant did at first. But when you keep banging your head against the same problem over and over, it might not be that the problem is unsolvable or that you just need a technical solution. There's a saying that's often attributed to Einstein. If I only had 1 hour to save the world, I would spend 55 minutes defining the problem and only 5 minutes finding the solution. As it turns out, there's no evidence Einstein actually said it, but the earliest reference to that idea came from a publication citing an unnamed Yale professor. And meanwhile, Einstein actually taught at Princeton. It's possible, even likely, that the way you're thinking about the problem and approaching it is holding you back from seeing a solution, even an elegant one, a simple one. So really, the solution starts with your own perspective. In other words, how you think about your situation, about the problem, and about what might solve it is all in your mind. And that mindset, the way that you frame the problem, might be what's holding you back from solving your unsolvable problem. So if you could just change how you understand and define the problem, then an unexpected solution might suddenly arise. You see that on the edges of every field, whether it's math, physics, biology, chemistry, or business. Breakthroughs happen when we view the problem from a different angle, one that is much more solvable than it was from the old way of thinking. I watch it happen all the time in my conversations. Often when I help people shift their perspective, and I hear a lot of different versions of the following. Oh, I never thought of it that way. And also, when you think of it that way, the solution is actually really simple. What's funny is that people often think that I have brilliant solutions, but I don't. Even when I might have an idea, it's not the solution that is most valuable. The best possible solutions get rejected when the person who's hearing it or hearing them doesn't see the problem in a solvable way. They'll reject it offhand. And I've seen that dozens, if not hundreds, or even thousands of times. It's learning to see the limitations of how you're thinking that can unlock the kinds of solutions that you couldn't even consider before. Changing how we define the problem, seeing it in a way that is solvable where we couldn't before, makes a simple and elegant solution suddenly possible. And sometimes even obvious. And just last week, I had somebody smack themselves in the forehead and say, Thank you so much for the perspective. And I'm so frustrated because it's so simple and so elegant, but I would never have thought of it. And I think that speaks to that kind of unsolvable problem and how a shift in perspective can really make all the difference. And on that note, I'll see you next week. The Business Couch with Dr. Yishai podcast is produced by Dr. Yishai and PodTech. Music by www.purple-planet.com. Dr. Yishai is a psychologist, but not your psychologist. The conversations and content of this podcast do not contain or create any psychology practice, diagnosis, or therapist-patient relationship with the guest or listener. The information contained in this publication is for general informational purposes only and shall not be relied on or construed as coaching advice or therapy. So do your own research before using anything from this podcast. Thanks again for listening. I hope today's episode fulfilled my mission to help you leverage psychology better in your business and life.